Hey, yo, this is Mo over at WeTalkPodcast.com. A while ago, myself and Keith from We Talk Comics had an opportunity to interview Joe Mulvey, the creator, writer, and artist of Scam, published through Comics Tribe. And Joe is a terrific guy. He was very, very energetic, very funny, very, very bright, and we had a really great interview with him that went over 2 hours, and I believe nearly 90 minutes went into one of our podcasts, which if you enjoy this, I would invite you to go back into the archives and find at WeTalkPodcast.com. Nevertheless, though, there's some parts from that that were really, really great moments, either just really funny or interesting, that we just couldn't fit into that particular podcast for the content. Perhaps it just didn't fit. So we decided we put it together as kind of a bloopers, outtakes, and opinions special for Joe, because I think it's just too much fun for everybody to not have an opportunity here. So hopefully everybody will enjoy it. It is a little bit of a hard edit because this is a lot of outtakes that we're going to just kind of mash together. So sometimes it might not flow from topic to topic the way that a normal podcast would. Hopefully everybody understands that. But again, I just think the content is just too enjoyable to not put out there for the fans of Joe, and also for anybody who just really wants to have a lot of fun listening to a podcast. So please go and check this very talented independent creator out. At you can go to comicstribe.com or whatsthescam.net to find out more about Joe. And thank you very much for listening. Hope everybody really enjoys it.
Hello,
Joe.
Hey, what's up, Keith?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. That's going to be really interesting because I just sent an invite to Cub Reporter, and, you know, like, my name is, like, I forget what it is, like, Joe Mulvey or Joe Mulvey Art, yeah. And I'm not even joking, I literally, like, instead of it saying, please just add me as a contact, I wrote, take a fucking guess who it is. So now whoever gets that is going to fucking love it. They're going to be like, what the hell?
They'll be guessing for a while.
Yeah, that was awesome. I'm sorry, I don't have my video set up just right now.
Otherwise,
it's very helpful for me, though. It's great. I mean, you could look at my avatar and it just doesn't move. But I mean, for the most part, you know, this is awesome.
Awesome. I'm just waiting on Mo had to run out to get a headphone splitter is what we actually need.
Oh, all right, no problem.
Yeah. So
how was the store? Did you get to the signing or?
We did, yeah. Yeah, good guys. Thanks. We got a chance to talk to them for about 15 minutes of interview, and nice guys. They're just kind of on a quick trip. Curtis has done quite a bit. So, you know, the other guy, Tyler Jenkins, is just kind of starting, so he's only done a little bit so far. This is his first kind of full book.
Did you get a chance to check it out yet, or no? You
just kind of got back from the store. Just got back from the store and trying to sort out our usual nonsense we have to when we're record.
Yeah, man, it's real cool. It's a real good book, a real good premise.
I've been hearing great things.
I'm just so happy to see so many, you know, new ideas coming out.
I'm gonna grab some just a second.
Yeah, no, go right ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was saying I'm just really happy to see, you know, so many, like, independent, well, what do you want to say, like, just new ideas coming out, pretty much, you know? Like, there's a lot of heat behind these books, and, you know, and they're moving, which is nice.
Well, and it's cool for these guys that, you know, yes, it's an image book, but, I mean, they're very fresh guys. They're very new. They, you know, their original art sitting in a box there, and he's like, I'm not even sure which ones I'm allowed to sell yet. he's like, I think I'm actually not supposed to sell anything until the comic's actually printed, in case something goes wrong. And
that is true.
And he's like writing our name on the back. He's like, come see me at the next show, and I can buy them from there. I can sell them to you then.
And both of those guys are Canadian. I mean, they're right up there, right?
Like they are. Yeah, they're Saskatchewan, actually.
Saskatchewan. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But we did get some printed copies of.
Yeah, I just found out they sold out tonight. That's
yeah,
very exciting.
I think we got four to the last five or something.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that is really exciting.
Yeah, he said I think he's actually out of Red 10 as well.
He's
got one
the
or two.
Yeah, and number two is awesome. Number two is awesome. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Red Tent.
Yeah, Tyler just sent it to me this afternoon. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet, so I can't wait.
Oh, the PDF?
Yeah.
Yeah, he sent it to me, and I was over the moon. I just love the idea of it.
Yeah, we're going to have it on, I think we'll probably get it reviewed for this week. Because, it'll drop about the end of the month.
Yeah, 29th.
I can't wait. That cover is amazing.
C.P. Wilson's a beast.
Yeah, that cover is incredible.
Yep. I mean, and you know what? The good thing is, like I was talking to Tyler, it kind of looks like Deadpool a little bit, like if you look really quick.
Yeah.
You know, like, so I'm like, even if you get people to look for a second, like, oh shit, is that Deadpool? And then, you know, they come in and they look at something else, so be it. I don't give a shit, you know? Like, I even said, like, you know, originally when we were running, like, and we might do it later on for Scam, you know, the thing is basically a lie. So, one of the premises, you know, was, like, having, like, a cover that's all reviews.
Right.
And it's going to be by, like, all famous people, dead, alive, whatever. So it's going to be, like, you know, if I had, you know, it, you know, before the bunker blew up, I had one book to read, it would be Scam, Adolf Hitler. You know, if I would have had a free hand on the cross, I would have read this, Jesus Christ. Like, just horrible, horrible things to write and just have it up there. Then if people are, like, you know, offended, it's like, okay, it's fine.
What's the name of the guy? Frank Abingdale? You got to get something from him.
Oh, dude, let me tell you something. I love all this shit. As a kid, you know, and I think it's growing up and people are like, what are you, a little con artist? What do you think you are? Like trying to get out of trouble at school and shit. I was like, okay, stuck. I appreciate you guys taking the time to do this. This is awesome.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun and it's kind of a cool night that we're, you know, met those guys, did a quick few minutes and, you've done, we started with doing the shows. It was actually the big comic expo. Calgary Comic Expo is the biggest, second biggest one in Canada, after Toronto. And, like the third biggest in Western North America after.
I heard it's an amazing show.
It's like, a great show. It's a great show.
Yep, that's a show to get to if you can.
Yeah, and it's, like Stan Lee's the key, it's the big one this year. But they've assembled the entire, Star Trek Next Generation original cast. So
wow.
It's actually a big deal show, yeah. They had Shatner last year, Nimoy the year before. Last year, Neil Adams and Ken Stacey, who's great. Doesn't do enough stuff. Mostly a cover artist now.
Did you guys get to meet Neil Adams?
We did, and the guys, Mo and Brett interviewed him. Talked a lot of comics. They got into some of his kooky stuff. He's got this side thing, like as outside of the art and the writing, he's got this side thing where he promotes the idea that it's called expanding Earth theory. That that what we know about the way the universe works is wrong, and the Earth is actually slowly getting bigger, and that's why the continents shifted.
Really?
It's pretty out there stuff. He's got some stuff on YouTube, and it's really out there.
That's good ice cream, dude.
It is good ice cream.
Very good. You and I both like ice cream. I was going to say, you know, the funniest thing would be if Joe doesn't have a camera.
Joe doesn't have a camera.
This just got funny.
You're shitting me.
I'm not. But I mean, I do have a camera, but I, you know what? I don't think I've ever hooked it up.
Well, this will come in handy in the future regardless.
So Joe's still on here. Getting my headphone in place here. I still got you, Joe?
Yes, sir, you do.
All right.
Was it this one of mine or this thing here?
I don't know, which one's ever longer.
That one, I think that does.
We're going to do this.
Yeah, that's right.
There. Hey!
There I am. Okay, great. There we go. Nice.
All right.
Is that a camera? I thought you didn't have a camera.
You know what? I just didn't press the button. I did not press the button. I felt bad. You made me feel bad. You got all excited about ice cream, and when you heard that I didn't have a camera, it sounded bad.
Have you heard
bad.
Me talking about ice cream?
I hear everyone talking about ice cream. I have super hearing.
But only for, yeah. Only if you talk about dinner.
Only for only
fantastic
dairy
ice cream. They're talking about ice. It was one right there. I could be eating it right in front of you now. That would be awesome.
There's a place down the street from my place called Marble Slab, which is it's like Cold Stone in the U.S.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like 15 minutes walk from my house. It opened, and I told my wife, and she's like, "You're not allowed to go there without me ever, because you'll go like every second day if you don't have some kind of parameters."
I went to get these splitters here, and right across the street is one. I'm like, I didn't know that was there. How did I know there was a Future Shop there and not know that there was a Marble Slab? What the hell's going on? I'm slipping.
It's
my wife just had our first daughter, and let me tell you something. Living with a pregnant woman is like one of the greatest things in the history of the world. It's like 3 a.m. Do you want fried chicken and waffles? You're damn right I want fried chicken and waffles. Go get it. I've been this all the time we've been dating.
Those.
Yeah. Because she'd be waking up from sleep. I'd be coming in from a night out. It's like, do you want McDonald's? Yes, I do want McDonald's. Yeah.
That's teamwork right there. That's what I'll get McDonald's.
I loved it. I loved it. Now she's pregnant. Now she's like, no, we're not having that anymore. I'm like, oh, maybe we should get pregnant again.
I'm not pregnant personally. I'm just retaining water. That's all that is right there.
That's fantastic. I don't see that. You look – listen to me. The camera adds 10 pounds of gorgeousness, so don't worry.
Oh, well, me, that makes me about 400 pounds of gorgeousness. That's all right.
I'm retaining burgers is what I'm retaining.
I had 3 Whoppers today. That's what she said. Anyways.
That's your.
So how you doing, Joe? I'm Mo.
Yeah, I know. Can we do our own show, the Joe and Mo show? I'd love
it. We could.
Love it.
I don't think it'd be anything to do with comics, but hell, it'd be funny.
I think we just go around ice cream shops and interview people.
Actually, that's one of the shows that we plan on doing is We Talk Fast Food. It's on the We Talk podcast family list of shows to get to.
It's a compliment, you guys. Like, I'm always looking for like podcasts to listen to. And then when Tyler had said you guys reviewed Scam, I listened and then I went back and listened to the other ones. And I love the show.
Yeah?
It's just, thanks. You know, it's a nice conversational show. Like, sometimes you feel like there's a lot of dead air listening to certain shows and – You know,
to be 100% honest with you, a lot of that is, I mean, we do it on Skype like this because we're all in different homes, obviously, but one of us is actually in a different city. Right. So, I mean, a lot of that is Brett's editing. He goes in and cleans up the dead air so that it fits a lot better. And he'll do that with us, too, here today, just to make sure everything's of the highest quality as possible.
But, you haven't met me, sir. There's never going to be dead air. We just found out we're doing a panel, I think, at GraniteCon, which is like New Hampshire or something like that. And then Tyler just said the same thing. Tyler's like, Jesus Christ, they have no idea what's about to hit them. I swear to God, my father must have been pot auctioneer, the way I could just continue talking.
That's awesome. Well, today when we were talking to Curtis and Tyler at the different Tyler, obviously, for the Peter Panzer Faust. I called the Panzer Faust, and Keith called the Panzer House, so I don't know which one was worse. But Panzer Faust, when we were talking to them about that, yeah, we're about 12 minutes in. I'm like, you got to wrap it up. I'm like, dude, I got like 45 more minutes worth of questions plus their answers. Like, me talking is 45 more minutes. Just asking them stuff.
Yeah.
Cut it off.
It's true, though. Like, especially when you get to meet someone and, like, you know, pick their brain a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you start the conversation with, you love comics? I love comics. And, like, I mean, you got hours to go right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
Like, who are you voting for? Who are you rooting for? X-Men or Avengers? Who? Does it matter?
Yeah. Actually, with that, it doesn't matter to me, no. But
let me tell you what's going to come out of it. Nothing. Nothing.
Really? You're a prediction, do you?
Yeah, here's what comes out of it. Nothing.
Nothing.
I bought Shizm, and Shizm must be Marvel for rape, because it raped my wallet of every fucking penny that was in it. So
like, are we recording this, Keith? Because this is excellent.
We're recording, but we'll take out anything embarrassing.
No, but we'll leave that in, though. Yeah.
But it's like, all right, like, I like the idea of setting up Xavier and Wolverine as, you know, Magneto and Wolverine, Magneto and Xavier as the new Scott and Logan. But just the way it ended. And now all of a sudden you see that – I think they've teased that, you know, Wolverine's going to go and side with the X-Men and the Avengers X-Men thing, and I'm just like, oh God, what's going to happen? Yeah. Three new uniforms, and, you know, I'm not going to lie. If Iron Fist ends up becoming Phoenix, I will get a tattoo of that across my wang, and I will call forever my wang the Phoenix Force.
That's
exciting to no end.
We were reviewing the first X Sanction issue, you know, which is supposed to be setting up to AVX, but it doesn't seem to have anything that I don't think anything will come of it. And Brett said, "Well, I don't know about the book because I don't think anything's really gonna ultimately come out of it." I'm like, oh, it's not gonna be a meaningless book. I'm not saying it's gonna have any meaning at all at the end.
No, it's kind of like the election, really, isn't it? It's gonna really make an actual parallel.
Oh, don't even. It's like the election with anything. Like, it's like, yeah. Who are you going to vote for? Like, I hate a two-party system. Yeah. It's like anything. It's like you don't go into a store and they only have two items. Do you want milk or cheese? No. You have aisles and aisles and aisles of selections.
In Canada, we have a multi-party system. Right? We have a bunch of them, but only, like, one of them counts. So there's, like, one and then the rest vying for second place then, right? So.
Well, listen to me. My wife and I went to Montreal for New Year's 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And upon that visit, I have found that I believe I somewhat have the soul of a Canadian. Between the general population's love of hockey, which is my favorite sport, I'm a football fan, but hockey's my all-time favorite sport.
Yeah.
In my studio here, I have, like, Rangers signed gear, like,
oh, nice.
My father, me. Yeah, like, let me see if I can give you a quick brief tour. Don't get motion sickness.
It's like watching Blair Witch, oh, except wow. It doesn't yeah. suck.
Yeah, but in a second I'm gonna start crying into the camera. Yeah, there's like video, my like sports right? stuff there, and it's all Rangers and all that stuff. Yeah.
So I'm a big fan. You're standing in the corner.
Yeah, here's a sneak peek at some scan pages that have yet to be scanned.
We're gonna have to ask you to do a scan. We Talk Comics exclusive for our website. Some sort of picture.
I'm in. Trust me. I'm in. Any way I can whore myself out and get the word out there, I will do it.
If you would do that, that would be awesome. Put it up with the podcast. Because this will go up as a special edition all by itself like the Red Den did. And the thing about the we're hosted on the Podomatic, but we're trying to drive the traffic to our own website. And our own website is where the Red Den did really, really well for us.
That's
for a couple months here, it was our most listened to show off our own site. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what we're kind of hoping to do with you, too, is really drive stuff to our own website, and that's what we're doing great.
That'd be fantastic. I don't know the class of people that you're going to have chiming in to listen to my yabbing, but whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey, I'd like to introduce you to Keith. I mean, really, we're already
I'm
the lowest.
I'm
Oh, but to finish my point, between poutine...
I love it. I had poutine with bacon on here today. Oh.
You had poutine like an hour ago.
Don't bump it in, Canadians. Don't make it like
poutine with,
between
poutine
that,
with bacon.
I did.
Let me tell you something, and this isn't even a joke. We went to Montreal. I speak a little bit of French, un petit. So I speak a little bit of French, like literally what I learned in high school.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at – we're sitting at a table in a place called Three Brassiers. So it was like the Three Brewers or whatever. It was like a chain.
I thought it had something to do with bras.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Dude, if it did, let me say something. Yeah. That would have been even better.
Yeah.
But I see this old lady sit next to me, and she gets this plate of, like, potatoes brought over with all this cheese melting on it, and I just look at her, and I'm like, what is that? And the waitress is, like, laughing, and she's like, your eyes popped out of your head. I'm like, I'm Irish. I want a potato with every meal. I want to wake up in the morning with a potato pacifier in my mouth. I'm like, what is that? And they told me about it, and we got a plate, and I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. I'm drinking beer. I'm watching hockey, and I'm like, I think I want to cry. I don't think I've ever been this happy at one, you know.
It doesn't hurt that the women in Montreal also – I know you were there with your wife, but they're very attractive.
You went to strip clubs. I wish I was joking. We were like, no, because I've been up there before, and like, the red light district has a lot of nice strip clubs, like actual classy strip clubs.
Yeah.
So we were like, yeah, let's pop in. You know, it's like going somewhere and not tasting one of its finest, you know, tourist.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Really,
so we went
in
there.
Montreal, and you're not sampling the women in some way. Really, what a waste of trip.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I drove there. It's 8 hours. Come on.
Yeah.
I lived in Montreal for a few months after grad school, and you know those like late night beautiful women are waiting to talk to you ads?
Yeah.
In Montreal, they're just footage of strippers. Like that's really what you see on like network television. It's like call this number and talk to this guy, just like a girl on a pole and
awesome.
I was like, this place is fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, this is like Disneyland of the North. Why am I not here all the time? But yeah, I'm a big fan. And like you were talking about the is it the Calgary Expo or is it just
Calgary? The Calgary Comic and Entertainment Expo. That's what it is.
Yeah, everyone's telling me, and I mean like creators are telling me that it's like a good show to even sell at. Like a lot of creators, I mean, like, you know, because you want to cover your table and you want to, you know, have a little.
Last year the big guy was William Shatner. This year I think it's so far it's Robert Englund.
It's the full cast of Star Trek TNG.
Well, there you go.
Seven original cast members, including Will Wheaton was the first one, but now they have all of them.
Nice. Yeah, so it's pretty big.
But we were talking about Neil Adams.
Your name isn't Joe Adams. Like, if you're one of his kids, he would have looked at your work.
Well, if I would have known you 8 years ago, I would have said that to him. You wouldn't have checked ID. I would have been like, I'm Joe Adams. This is so weird. were you ever in Queens? Like, you know, 22 years ago? Where are you?
I wish, you know?
Yeah. Dad? Dad?
Not looking for any money, but you know, if you got some backup story in Batman Odyssey you need done, I got some stuff here.
Have you read that thing?
I tried to read about two pages. It is a brick of like it made George Perez look.
I read Superman 1 and I couldn't do any more of it.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, you can't fit any more word bubbles into like there's no room. Like you'd have to download an app. To be able to read a script that was put into that book.
You know, it's funny because they were, you know, we talked about Scam when we were talking to Curtis there today. He mentioned how impressed he was with the way you marketed this book, the way you guys and Comics Tribe in general, he really, really appreciates the way you guys are marketing it. But you know what? That's probably a conversation for on the air, maybe.
Well, why don't we start when you use bullshit for, like, you know, we'll do some actual work and then just trail off to Mola.
Now that I know you guys edit really well, screw it. I'll start talking about great school.
Well, he's going to
just edit out anything you like.
Brett's wicked at editing. He also will kill us.
We'll do the start of the show, like, you know, at the very end, and then he can just pick and choose from everything we've said so far.
He's going to tell the Neil Adams story in loop 3 or 4 times and then just done.
Yeah, well, that's it. So Keith has been his friend for 17 years and a day now, and won't be a second day after this because he's gonna be pissed. And make too much extra work for him. You should see how it is when we give him. I give him like a piece of work for him to edit. And just to look, he's. What are you gonna do? I like to talk. What are you gonna do?
Hey, dude, around, like, the 28-minute mark, Joe just starts talking Chinese the entire time. So we need you to, like, subtly do a little bit of translation.
Well, I think and we could probably do – how about we do a show, you and me, called We Talk Strippers? You in?
Let me tell you something. I'm throwing dollar bills at the computer right now. I'm just making it rain. I'm in. I'm always ready. I got a utility belt to single.
It's like Batman for strippers.
That's it, yeah. I'm Jackman. I'm just waiting.
The utility belt and the track pants.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking about the car, like the 1960s show when Batman and Robin slide down that pole.
That's all I have in my belt is singles and then, like, hand sanitizer on the other side. That's it. Now, once we start recording, I go serious. I go dark.
Oh, yeah? Oh, we've been recording.
And
see. I'm a very tortured artist. I sit while I work.
Oh, yes, you're a Van Gogh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for the talk, Joe. We'll see you later.
and the podcast just reads, "I like ice cream." Dead air. Cut.
Nice. All right. Keith, what the hell are we going to do now? I don't even know where to go from here.
I don't know. I'm going to sit and read this thing for a bit.
We got about 4 copies. He brought in 25 copies. I think by the time we left today, we got 4. I think that leaves him with 3.
No, he said Joe said he just found out he got sold out.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Yeah. Sold out this evening, yeah.
Oh,
actually,
he sold out after we left.
I think that Curtis was picking one up.
I know he was, yeah.
Kevin won, yeah.
Tyler probably did, too, then. So yeah, there was like 3 left.
Yeah, the guys that were there to sign were buying them, too, because they hadn't seen it anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's
trying to expand. Trying to expand. You know, like, the good thing about, like, just all the Comics Tribe books are it really is – they're really good books once you get people to actually – you know,
all right,
hold on.
We're gonna get to this because otherwise –
Okay, sorry.
Otherwise,
sorry.
You're going to have to edit this in. And let's try and make this a little easier. Let's actually
make
a spot, and from there, Brett can cut off this. This is what we call the bloopers, right? This will be in the gag reel. Now, how about this? And we're getting back into an interview here, but
we can edit. Brett can do anything because she's amazing. Brett's an amazing Canadian with magic fingers.
Yeah, I don't like him much, but anyways, no, I've only known him since we were 8 years old or 7 or something. So I've only known him like 30 years, but
gotcha.
But I never liked him for those 30 years. I mean,
I never liked anyone for 30 years.
Yeah,
it's impossible.
Exactly.
I keep meaning to mention it, though.
Yeah, I keep arguing. Every time I see him, I forget to go, man, by the way, I don't like you. I forgot to mention it last time.
Just wait till like midnight when you know the guy's sleeping or like 2 a.m. and just call him tonight and get it off your chest. Be like, hey, Brett, you're a fucking jerk.
You know what would be even better? Since you have the Brooklyn accent there, you sound a little like Bugs Bunny when you said that. Now, if I could get you to do it for me.
No. Everyone used to tell me I sound like Joe Pesci. I'm like, shut up. That's the worst possible thing ever. Yet when I'm hungover or I have a cold, I sound like a normal grown man. I have a deep voice. You know, I have like the way I should sound in real life.
What the hell was the question I was going to – okay, so you're currently – you're with Comics Tribe. Comics Tribe is Tyler James Tyler James, am I getting it right? Because it was Tyler Jenkins.
Tyler James and Steve Forbes.
So you're with Comic Times and Tyler James, Steve Forbes, it being so helpful to you.
Yeah.
You see it all the time, though. I've seen books go to Image. I mean, in the middle of their run, go to Image, that bigger publisher. So how would you feel about that? Are you loyal to Comics Tribe?
158.9% loyal to Comics Tribe. Like, if Comics Tribe somehow got it, you know, got taken over to Image, that's one thing. But, you know, Tyler and everyone at Comics Tribe has been so great to me. I am loyal to them to the bone. So
yeah,
that's it. Like, they were the
cool.
ones that helped.
I think that's the right move. But you have to admit, I mean, you say you have a daughter. Is a daughter, right?
Or
is
it... Yeah, she's adorable. Adorable. Yes.
You have a daughter and you have a family. And they come to you and immediately you know that that's going to give you X amount of visibility. That's going to give you X amount of sales and that opportunity, you would still be loyal to. I think if you say that, you say that honestly, I think that's super cool. I'm not trying to present an argument the other way. I just think
no.
Really, you know.
So you're saying on one end, I have my daughter and wife walking on a plank. On the other end, I have a contract with Image Comics. What you're saying? No, you're setting up a very interesting setup. No, to me, unless it's something that benefits the company that helped me make this book successful, I will not do a thing.
Yeah.
I am Comics Tribe loyal, flat out.
Okay, that's super cool. Because let me tell you something: if like Smodcast or somebody like that came to me, I'd be away from We Talk Podcasts in a second. Like, fuck those guys! I'd be out. You gotta pay me and get away from Keith. Awesome.
Right. Yeah, but then they put you on Comic Book Man and you want to kill yourself.
Yeah.
So
we were talking about that earlier. Yeah.
We were saying that we were going to...
Wasn't that some dysentery on TV? That was just like someone took a shit and changed the channel.
Well, I wasn't seeing it yet. Brett and I, so we were going over to the thing. We were talking about what we're going to do on the show next. And I said, well, I think we should talk about Comic Book Man, but I think we have to put it in the context of how many minutes could you suffer through before you changed the channel? And I think that was at 8.
Yeah, I mean, I understand, like, you know, doing a show, but Jesus H, I just looked at that and I was like, why? Why? Why do you want to just continue to kick the culture right in the sack?
Because Kevin Smith is a whore.
Did you see? Do you read the comic, the online comic, The Gutters?
Yes. Yeah.
They did one.
I haven't read it
today.
Recently,
today's
I
is comic. Yeah. Today's is comic.
Oh, okay.
And it's hilarious.
Maybe I'm gonna have to check that out then.
Yeah.
But yeah, I despise that show.
It was painful.
Awesome.
It was painful.
That's okay. This will get edited into the show here.
Listen to me, you big, beautiful son of a bitch. You big Canadian ball buster.
That's what your mom said.
These are scoops.
This is the scoop. Sorry. This is the scoop right here. And like half a second after I said that, I go, oh yeah, what did he say about his dad and his mom early on? Oops, I should...
Oh no! Oh, trust me. I mean, like, it's quite all right. If you ever came to a softball game when I play, you'd be disgusted. Like, I pitch, and my outfield is like, "Thank God your fucking parents are dead. They don't get to see how bad you." Yeah.
That reminds me of that Arkansas movie, Beer League. Now I got to watch that again.
Dude, it's fantastic.
I love
it's
that.
Fantastic. My third baseman literally threw up a couple games ago. Like, before we play in the Winter League, he literally was so hungover from a bachelor party, he had to call time, throw up, and then walk back.
You a Howard Stern fan?
I used to be.
Yeah.
I don't have the Howard 100 on Sirius,
no? But
I have Opie and Anthony, which I don't get.
Oh, yeah, that sucks. I was just wondering. Hardy Lang, I mentioned him, and then he started. Because I was a huge fan, you know. I still am a huge fan, both Hardy Lang and Howard Stern, so.
Is Artie still on the show?
No, he isn't.
Right?
No. It's too damn bad. But I think he's doing his, he's going to be doing a sports show with, and he already is doing a sports show with, goddamn, Greg, no, not Greg Fitzsimmons. I can't remember who the hell he's doing it with. He's doing a sports show. But it's on like some minor stations or something like that right now.
Is it Colin Quinn? I feel like I heard about
that. No, it's not Colin Quinn, no. I can't remember who the hell it is. It's bugging the hell out of me. Artie Lang is doing a sports show, but it's going to be on Sirius, at which point it will kick ass.
If only one of us was near a computer.
Like you.
Yeah, I know. I'm sitting here like I'm handcuffed. I don't know what to do.
I know. Here he's looking at it. Return to radio?
Nick DiPaolo.
Nick DiPaolo, that's it.
Nick DiPaolo is great, too.
Yeah, Nick DiPaolo is awesome. So they do a sports show. They've been doing it for, I don't know, about 4 months or whatever, but it is on regular terrestrial radio right now, so it's getting a little bit censored. But once it gets to the internet and DiPaolo and Lang can be who they are, it's going to be awesome.
Did you have you ever given the Joe Rogan Experience a listen?
Yeah, absolutely have.
That's a good show. Like, I mean, it's definitely driven by topic, but yeah. If you get on there like a good topic, they really talk about some really interesting stuff.
He's a really, you wouldn't think it like. You would think that Joe Rogan's just a meathead, but good Lord, he's a bright guy. He is a hell of a bright guy, so, I mean...
He's a really smart guy. Like, I used to do stand-up comedy when I was a kid, like, you know, high school, college.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was a guy that, like, I got out of doing it because it was... And I have some hilarious horror stories that I will save for another time, but...
Oh, God, that'll be a whole other podcast, dude.
I'll just tell you this right now, no joke. I was at one time booked in Boston Comedy Club in the Village in Manhattan for a black comedy night. And I was going to be the white guy for the night that they could kind of like, you know, make jokes about or whatever. And I didn't know. I'll tell you that story another time. But
yeah, that's going to be great.
I used to see Joe Rogan he was a bigger stand up like back then. And he was great, man. He was, you know, he just had a good personality. And the thing that I hated about the lifestyle of doing stand-up was people are not like they are on stage. Like, this is just how I am.
Yeah.
I could meet now. I could meet you in 5 years ago. I can meet you in 10 years. I'm going to be like this. Unless I have some sort of stroke or you know, whatever. I'm the same way. So a lot of people, when you do stand-up, you talk to them, and then they're like, are you going to use that? You know, is that a bit you're working on? And I'm like, no, I just said something. You know, like And he wasn't. He was just a down-to-earth guy that, like, you could just kind of, like, bullshit with and talk with and, you know.
Yeah.
And it was very – he was just very cool, man. And, like, a lot smarter than, like, that Fear Factor early, you know, early 2000s, late 90s, I guess, thing he had attached to him because he was, like, on news radio, but he was an idiot.
Yeah, and same thing. And then he's doing commentary for, you know, UFC. And so I think some people have an idea of how bright he would be based on that. He's a really, really bright guy. You listen to him talk about really different subjects. He's really smart. Pardon me?
Yep. I said he's a really smart dude. Like,
here he is. He literally is. I believe he's like a Taekwondo black belt national champion or something. You know, and he's a stand-up. He's, like you say, he's a dummy on this show, on the news radio. And very proud of being the pothead he is. So people would have this image that he isn't a very bright guy. But he is. And I especially love it. I remember I was listening to maybe my favorite moment. The Joe Rogan Experience, I love that. And I've listened to that a few times. But it's one of my favorite comedy podcasts. Like, if I'm going to listen to somebody in comedy podcasts, Joe Rogan, Jay Moore, that he's doing off Smodcast, is good. And Harlan Williams, the Canadian, got a little Canadian content in there.
Yeah.
That's good too. Right? But these guys, like Joe Rogan, I was listening to him on, what's his name? Penn and Teller, what's his name? It's full name.
Penn Jillette,
thanks. Penn Jillette had a TV, had a show, and Joe Rogan came on with some guy who was an expert, because Joe Rogan doesn't think they've ever been to the moon. And this guy who was an expert came on to convince him how he had. And then he just schooled him. Like, he knew so many more facts and so many more things. And this guy who was this scientist and supposed to know everything, he was just so much brighter than him. And so it just schooled him on everything. They had to have the guy come back and try and represent the argument. And Joe came on and just schooled him again. And he's just doing this off the top of his head. That was the moment where I went, Jesus Christ, this guy's a hell of a lot smarter than I knew.
Did you ever see him go after Carlos Mencia?
Yeah, that was awesome. That's on YouTube, and of course he wrote
the blogs. Yeah.
Fantastic. And Carlos is funny, but he is stealing shit.
I just literally, and we can edit this out, I literally just had to show my wife the other day, because she's never seen Glengarry Glen Ross, and I had to do Coffees for Closures thing, and she's never seen it. And I'm like, how have you never seen that? Because we were in like a car, we were like shopping for a car.
I heard editing,
and,
this is going to be on something. But go ahead.
No, just in there. And all of a sudden, you know, my wife's like, oh, I don't know if I want this. Oh, I don't know if I want that. I don't know what car we should get. I don't know this and that. And then I walked over and she goes, I'm going to go get a cup of coffee and decide. And I just grabbed it out of her hand and I slammed it down. And I was like, coffee's for closes. She's like, what? And I'm like, you don't know? She's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm like, what? So I had to bring it up on YouTube on my phone. And she's like, I don't know why you just wasted 10 minutes waiting for me to see that shit. I'm like, I can't talk to you.
The best Saturday Night Live sketch of the past 10 years is an Alec Baldwin sketch from a Christmas episode. Where
I just saw that.
Did you see that one?
It came up on YouTube. Yeah.
You see, that's the parody of Glengarry Glen Ross.
I don't think
Santa's
so.
Workshop.
No, I
we'll watch
so.
It after. It's awesome. Yeah,
was it Eggnog for Closers or something like that? I think so. Yeah, it's a great idea, man.
That's great.
All right. Well, now let's refocus, because all of this stuff, Brett is just, oh my God.
Like I said, this is going in the blooper section, but the whatever, the outtakes. But
I think the entire thing's going in the blooper section.
Brett is going to
thanks for signing in.
Well, the thing is, we don't know when this is going up, but it'll be when he's finished editing it. So it could be, Scam could
listen
be
to
out.
Me.
The feature film of Scam could be on its third sequel by the time this gets edited. You know?
I can't. This is going to make my 2013.
we're gonna have Joe on as a semi-regular. Brett's going, no, we aren't.
There'll be 10 minutes of Joe every episode from now on.
Part 74 of Joe Mulvey and Scam.
Jesus.
These guys will they did a. They did that tribute to Janie Lane, and it was – is it 4 hours?
It's four and a half hours, and edited down to 4.5 hours, our tribute to singer-songwriter Janie Lane, our podcast.
I did see the podcast on your page. Are you guys talking about it, or is it all karaoke?
Hey,
you guys,
you
guys are rocking out.
You know, if I sing, that gets us listeners. Let me tell you. No, everybody wants that. I hate
Joe,
by the way, I despise karaoke. So no more talk on that.
Really? I'm a fan. I'm a big fan of standing up. I would just stand up on stage and scream. Regardless of the work.
I'd like you to just stand up and tell some more stories about strippers. I think that I would pay for. But I just want to hear you sing other people's songs.
I've, I've got tons. I have a bunch of them that I like going to because they get the best bootleg DVDs.
Oh, here, really? Because so like, that's Chinatown.
Yeah, well, it's like, oh, strippers and great bootleg DVDs. But, again, I wouldn't buy them because that's piracy.
Yeah, no.
And I'm not into that.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't buy them. Oh, I thought you were talking about the strippers.
I've seen those many times, but I mean, I'm talking about just strictly the movies, strictly entertainment medium.
All right. Oh, Brett's going to kill us. So, anyways, a metric shit ton of edits. All right, I don't know.
I think we need to do a wrap up, and then we'll keep talking comics for the half an hour.
And we may need to do a wrap up. So,
all right. So we can stop the audio and then, yeah.
All right. Well, fuck it. You wrap it up. You know what? Now I forgot what the hell I was going to say.
I don't know. I'm sure it was vital to the future of our nation.
Hey, Canada's still good. You guys, I mean, our army's not strong or big, but it's still there, so be careful.
I've put in an offer on Washington State. You know, mm-hmm. I know you guys are having some hard times.
Pretty much.
We'll take Washington State, Oregon, with an option on California.
You can have all of it. You can have California for a fucking nickel and a whistle. Are you kidding me? It's not no skin off my ass.
You were saying about how people connect with social media. Like, it's one of the things that I've really enjoyed on Twitter is, like, it is still a kick for me every time I talk to a creator. Like, today I got a couple of days ago, Peter David retweeted something for me. And, today I was back and forth with Ryan Stegman and Chris Yost, guys that are doing Scarlet Spider. And, you know, I love that they actually do communicate back and forth. Like, you know, I don't follow any of the guys that get, I don't follow Jim Lee because he never responds to anyone. He's got 18,000 followers and he follows 12 people. Warren Ellis is the same. Like, they rarely get back to people.
They are very busy.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I know for me on Twitter, I'd love to be on it way more than I am. I'm too busy. You know, I use it largely to promote and a little bit to communicate. I wish I had time to communicate more. But
dude, let me tell you something. It's quicksand.
It is.
To me, it's quicksand. Like, I have to walk away. Like, the rest of the night, like, I'll be sitting here. Like, I have actually – I don't know if you could see this. Like, I'm doing the Scam sketch covers. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you could see. That's my Batman.
Oh, yes. That's awesome.
Yeah. So he's doing the thing. But – like, I'll sit here and I'll do it, and then, like, I'll have the computer to the right of my table, and every once in a while, I'll just have this little urge, like, let me see if anyone hit me up. Let me see if there's any,
I think you tweeted even more. Keith, I told them that. I couldn't believe it.
And I'm like, I have to make sure I don't look at it too much. I have to, like, set a little clock, like, okay, like, once every, like, 2 hours, I can look for a second, or otherwise, it's like, I'm going to have carpal tunnel. I'll look like Batman on that cover. My hands will be all gnarled, and I'll be like, you know, I can't. And then it's like between all your other – going and checking how many hits whatsthescam.net got and checking my own website and checking this and that. It's like, you know.
I was setting up before my – I work in marketing for a theater. And so I'm trying to pass off pieces of my job to some of my staff. And one of the guys has taken over the social media, but he's just learning stuff as he's going. And he said, you know, as I'm trying to allocate my time, what's an amount of time that I should be spending on Twitter and Facebook to really feel like I'm doing it? And I'm like, there is no upper limit to how much time you can spend.
Right, if that's your job, forget about it. Yeah.
There is no, like, that's enough time on Twitter.
We're still, we're learning all the time how to use Twitter better, how to use anything better out there in social media, you know, to market our own shows and to do our own thing. We're constantly and doing things.
I really think it's just such a great way to get out there. Like, I really do have to make a Facebook page. It's not just a joke. It is a joke that I didn't want to get on there because I don't need all these people coming out of the woodwork. Like, my wife, because I'm in the picture with my wife, she's on Facebook, and she's like, you know, this one asked me, should I follow him? Should I follow this guy? I'm like, no, don't follow anyone. Like, you know, like, my thing is, the people I want to stay in touch with, like, friend-wise anyway, I will stay in touch with. I grew up with the same guys.
I agree. I'm only on it because I had to get on it. But I did have to get on it.
Trust me, me and my wife get into these arguments about Facebook. But I said to her, I'm like, we went to dinner one night and walked past a guy. She's like, oh, that's a guy I grew up with. He's my friend on Facebook. I'm like, yet you just fucking walked past him.
I've had that too. I work at theater, so it's a small environment. And there was someone that, you know, because there was a time where you could add someone as a friend on Facebook and you would actually get to know them better. And I added someone, and then they were through the office, and they looked at me, and there was zero connection. Like, they had no idea who I was.
But here's the thing for me. Like, I hate people, so I have a different, you know.
I knew I liked you.
Yes, hate. You know, I love – and the reason I hate people is because I love humanity. You know, humanity is great. I mean, I have so much room for us.
That's a great idea for a tattoo.
You know, I hate people. It's the people that fuck it up, you know, when I meet them. Like, that, what an asshole.
So here's a bit of an argument against. I would recommend you don't sweat the Facebook stuff too much, to be honest. If you're doing the Twitter stuff right, because
not unless you have somebody who's going to come after you for child support. That's a different thing.
I just did an audience survey and I asked two things about social media, but two different ways. And one of them was, are you on Facebook, Twitter? Do you use YouTube, etc.? Like, do you have a YouTube account? And, like, 25% of people said they were on Facebook, 20-25%. I asked, how do you get information on things to do? And only, like, 5% said Facebook. So
I remember thought they're playing some sort of stupid game.
Yeah, like, how you interact with... Yeah. I mean, you're interacting with people. You're, like... I find that any of those, like, sites that I like on Facebook, I never interact with them again. Like, actually, I've interacted more finding them than I do from then on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sweating it, and that's why I haven't done it to this point, but I shouldn't also kind of cut myself off from one, which is like, you know, even if I get another 10 people to spread the word of scam and whatever, and I'm doing it just from a marketing standpoint, not a, you know, personal thing. I mean, I think it's a good thing, but I just enjoy the immediacy of Twitter. I enjoy honestly, a really, really big help to even signing on retailers has been, like, the sketch cover thing, because I'll put out, like, okay, I'm sending out, like, it's a book that's coming out soon, or blah, 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 and I'll do a few tease tweets. I'll get, like, a nice response, like, 40, 50 people will write back. I'll have a whole bunch of stuff. I'll respond to a few, and then I'll put out the image. Then the image, within the image, like, 2 hours, all of a sudden I'll see a spike in hits on, like, my websites and Comics Tribe and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So there's definitely a nice equation to making it work.
Yeah, we see that too. We see that too with our podcast and promoting it. And, you know, but the other thing is, we talk about how I think comic books are really a young medium, but they're still in infancy. It's nothing compared to the internet. There's so many ways to use the internet to promote and to do different things and to create comic books and to create, to you know, creators to come together and everything that nobody's even thought of yet.
Yep.
Like, there's a lot of... It's an exciting time.
And I'm someone who's outgoing. Yeah. So I'm hoping that, you know, and don't get me wrong, some people, I've had people fucking write me hate tweets, you know, from picking up the book. And someone said, I saw you in real life. What the hell is someone saying? It's fucking hysterical. I hated your fucking book. You fucking something John Travolta looking douchebag. And I'm like, I don't even look like John Travolta. If anything, I look like Bud Bundy. What the fuck are you calling me John Travolta? And like, but I'm like...
Or had a good back and forth, actually, with Ed Brubaker, who I now have more respect for because he would engage with someone who was clearly unhappy with something he had done, which was me.
Right.
And mine was like... I used to love the character Nomad in the 80s, 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
And he got killed off in one page in Captain America. When they were bringing back Bucky, he like shot him in the back of the head and threw him in a trunk. That was the entire finale of the character. It's like
that's a little rough. I did like Nomad. I remember that as a kid growing up. I did like Nomad.
Nicizia had a great run of that series. Yeah, 20 odd issues. And I said, you know, I mentioned, you know, I'm never going to forgive him because he made Jack Monroe go out like a bitch. And he engaged with me, and he said, you know, this is why I did it. Like, it's fine. Hey, like, it's fine that you don't like that I did it, but this is my reasoning. This is why I decided to do this. So like, okay, well, I don't agree with what you did, but yes, I do now understand. And when I see his work, like you were saying, because he's engaged with me, because he's been open to talking to me, when I see his name on a book, I do gravitate to it because there is a good human being behind that that I now have some level of relationship with. Only it's like, you know, 200 characters long.
Right. I mean, like, I have no problem with people who want to write whatever they want to write. Like, I know that interview series I do on Comics Bulletin, the last one I put up, I transcribe them. Like, I do it on Dictanotes on my iPhone, and I interview the
people. You said Dictanotes.
I did. It's better than Dictatates. And I know, like, it takes me a while to do them, so I'll put it up, and, like, maybe a month later I'll put up another one. And the last one got, like, I think almost, like, 7,000-8,000 hits so far, and it was about a guy who just didn't want to do it. He was like, nah, I'm not going to do it or whatever. So the message board on Comics Bulletin, I think, got up to, like, 60, 70 replies. And I tried to jump in there and, like, be like, yeah, I could have said this better, I could have said that better. Normally it was an interview I do, and I ask people, I'm like, hey, would you guys mind, you know, I'm going to ask you a question, would you want to read comics? And someone will say 9 out of 10 times yes. And 9 out of 10 times I get people who are turned on to comics from doing the interview. So this guy was like, nah, no fucking way, I'd rather die or something like that. And it was a guy we were out one night with bowling. And I'm just like, and it was like an EMT, I think. And I'm like, that's a little odd. I'm like, so I hit record, and I'm like, can I just ask you a question why you were so adamant about not, like, reading it? Like, you know, and I'm recording this because I've just never had someone be that adamant. And then we got into a discussion. And all of a sudden these things come through, and it's like, this Mulvey guy is a fucking asshole. These things are fake. These things never happened. I'm like, so I was about to write to the guy. I was like, if you don't think these things happen, email me. I'll give you my phone number, and I will play it for you on the phone. And then the guy who's, like, from Comics Bulletin, the editor, is like, no, don't engage. Don't engage.
He's
like, engage. And then I looked on Reddit, and Reddit had, like, 200 replies on, this guy's a fucking asshole, this guy's a dude, all this stuff. And I'm like, and I really have no problem being called an asshole. I'm, you know, rather quite used to it for my entire life. But, like, you see it in print, you know, like, there's a disconnect for people. They have balls behind a computer that they don't have in real life. And, you know, I mean, Jesus Christ, if the amount of people that hated comics, you know, really, really hated them as much as they say they did, cons would have 6 people and a kid. You know what I mean? And, like, there'd be balloons just left up in the air. Like, no one would be there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think, you know, you take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, we were talking about the Before Watchmen stuff earlier. And I said, you know, I could have the big, you know, internetish response of, this is a perfect thing, you must not go with it. And I was, you know, as the theory and the rumor was out there, I was against it. And then they showed me those images, and I'm like, Leo Brimeo is doing Rorschach, I'm buying that, fuck it.
Yep.
Like, why bother? Like,
absolutely.
I'm not going to
pretend. And it's funny, because you asked me my thoughts on Watchmen, and I had to kind of stick with my earlier, what I had said on our podcast when I was defending how they shouldn't do it. Truthfully, behind the scenes here, I can't wait to read this.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes, I took that stance because nobody was going against it on the podcast, and I felt like somebody needed to. And there was a grain of salt, a kernel of truth, everything I said. But truthfully, behind, just between you and me, Joe, this isn't on the air, right, Joe? It's just between you and me.
No, that's it.
I'm looking forward to reading it.
There's no air. Go ahead.
But, yeah, I mean, I really do need to get going here. This has been an absolute metric Mulvey ton of conversation here. And we could keep going, obviously, all night, but I really should get going. So, Mulvey. And by the way, I have to tell Joe, that you are really, really good at selling yourself, but I'm guessing you got that from your mom, huh? Boom.
Wow.
See? Boom.
Nicely,
you
yeah. Nicely done.
And there you go. High five. Fist bump.
Count it out.
Yeah,
count it out. what you call? Yeah, dude. I just want you to know that I hope that not only your dog pissed on the house you're trying to sell, I hope he shit and he put it on his tail and smeared it up on your walls. And then he just. I hope he somehow.
And then what I'll do is I'll take a picture of it and I'll say preview for the front page of the next issue of Scam.
No, listen to me. We get dog shit all over the place. We call it Scam Number Poo. Love it. Love the plan.
Every time I think I've one-upped you tonight, you've managed to come back. So here we go. I better leave.
I just never sleep, dude. That's what it is. So
honestly, Joe, this is awesome, man. I can talk to you all the time. So
I
hope you. Yeah. You know what I'm going to do on Twitter? I'm going to send out to the guys at Whipping Boys and ask them if they'll interview you.
guys I'm in conversation with. They're another podcast, comic book podcast.
Which yeah, dude, I'd appreciate it. Getting the word out is paramount for me, you know? And you guys are awesome. I would gladly talk. Sure. I'm just going to say look into maybe New York. Just throwing it out there. I know it's going to be a hassle. But
Ivan, said, New York is on the – people ask me where you want to go, and some people, you know, Hawaii or whatever. For me, it's always New York. New York's the place I want to go to. But you're going to have to get me tickets to the Book of Mormon.
Dude, me and my wife want to go see that, and then for Valentine's Day, someone just bought us like one of those murder mystery dinner things. And I know it sounds horrible, but I've never gone, and I'm very excited. And my wife's like all excited, and she's like, "Oh, where are we going? Book of Mormon?" I'm like, "No, we're going to a murder mystery dinner." She's like, "A murder mystery dinner? Great. So we're going to Clue because we're fucking five." I'm like, "All right."
You know what? Keith works for a place called Vertigo Theater, so you can tell what that's about. That's murder mystery, right?
Yeah, but not dinner.
No, not dinner. There you go. All right. I got to go, guys.
All right, dude. All right. Oh, it was very nice talking to you.
Thank you.